Look, it's a great start to the league campaign. It's no easy to put three wins at any point of the season in a row in any league for any team. And particularly when you're the side that are the one of the so-called bigger teams in the league, when teams do come and frustrate. And it's another one of the afternoons. I wouldn't say we were as fluent as we were last week, but I think a lot of that goes down to Montrose and the way they had set up, and they were decent enough in the game without, I think, the header. We're disappointed when it comes to a set play. If you use a better reminding me, but I think that's our only chance. Because the one Dennis saves is the goal of Disney save that when they play for me again, so that's bread and butter for a goalkeeper. And the one chance we're annoyed at is the header, but look, you get away with it. And we had enough chances in the first 10 minutes to have the game put to bed. It was down to pressing, which was great. And we nicked it a couple of times. And again, that's a wee ruthless side. And then at the end, I think that would have been unfair on Montrose probably in the end, when if we go and score two of three of the chances that we got real late on to make the scoreline higher, I don't think that would have been a real complexion or a real view of the game of how it was, but I don't think it was like a 3 or 4 nil that last week should have been. I think the right result in the end, it was a tight enough game, but well, we're worthy winners and we're delighted. It's 3 out of 3, it's 3 clean sheets in a row, it's better than getting beat.
Your subs gave you something as well when you came on, they obviously came back to the goal.
Yeah, they did, and it's credit to them. Big Nicola, he's not played a lot of football. Kyle's been in and out of the team. What a ball, what a header. That's what they can bring. But Chrissy coming on, done a good job as well. He's a young kid learning his trade, and he's an intelligent young kid. You see that. And I'm looking forward to working with him a lot. He played here last season, so that was a wee bit added for him, going on and playing against his former team. So that was good. But look, I'm not going to stand here and lie. When I'm at games like this, you do see how threadbare the squad is. It worked today, but on another day I'm standing here frustrated because I can't make the changes. Now we're working on it and we've got time to work on it, but the changes we did put on were great because we won the game. But on another day, if I don't win that game and I want to make this place a fortress, we had enough chances in the game to win. And Craig White, and all credit to Craig White, he's playing with two knees that shouldn't he be playing now. But we're getting Chris up to fitness, we're having to play Craig at the minute, and it's disrupting his training through the week. We can't put an 11v11 on during the week. That's the point it's at. Like, I'm training with 10 bodies at times. So, 16-year-old that I met for the first time this morning that played last night, and we're thinking he is a really good on the right, really fast, and if we need something, but the way the game was, I had to put Kyle on, or if it was maybe a different, like last week's game, and we could have put him on to a team out of 10 men, then I would have put the kid on. But at the point where I'm having to bring in boys that I've never even met, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but like, we are working, and I know where we are, I know what relegation's caused to happen at the club, but we need to work hard to get players over the line and get additions to the squad. And I'm saying this from a training perspective, because I'm a little bit frustrated that I can't put a proper training session on because I've not got enough bodies. And like, Shields is great with the younger kids, but they've got games, they've got training, and they're just not at a level at times, and you dip them in and out or you burn them out. Like, I've got great experience of that, having done that at Dundee, and it was fantastic. Another one, I don't like going back to old clubs, but another one of the ones that myself and Dave gave debuts to, and Josh Mulligan scores a cracking goal last night for Dundee, and that's what we want to do here, but we need the right tools to do it.
Where was Paul Allen today?
In a moon book. So I've lost another player in Paul Allen. it's 48 weeks, maybe, potentially 12 if it is really bad, and I'm hoping it's not, but I think you've seen we missed the balance of them as well. I think the balance of Joe, Paul Allen and Matty Todd has been really good, and we missed that a wee bit, and that's disappointing. But look, if that's what we've got, then I'm in a fantastic job. I got overexcited, but I got overexcited when the goal went in, because the boys are giving me absolutely everything. Like, when you've got such a small squad and you're asking so much of the players and they're producing so much for you, it gives you so much pride. And they're leaving nothing, and we need to let them, we're praying to avoid injury, really, that it happens, because I mean deadly serious, we're one or two away from a proper crisis, one or two away from playing people I don't know.